producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
In the great time to get in touch with me about whatever it is that's on your mind, because that's what we talk about around here. Let's see. Well, one of the things we were talking about before, I'm just trying to remember that we were talking about what characteristics you like in a marriage partner. That was one of the things that we talked about. And because there had been a news article that said basically what you need, the best characteristics, or what they did. I'm sort of getting a little ahead of myself. All right, so here's the deal. There was an article that said that took successful people. Now, notice, not people, not necessarily men or women. And they asked them what characteristics their partner needed to have to help them be successful. Yeah.
Right.
And it turns out that the only thing that really came out in common was that the person had to be conscientious, which is kind of what you and I were talking about a little bit before. The idea being able to trust that somebody knew what they were doing. You said to them, I was teasing somebody that one of the things about living around here is that we were talking about the fact that New Yorkers have a reputation of being rude, which I think they're not. They're brusque, but they're not rude. But if you ask somebody directions, they'll either say, I don't know, or ask that other person, or they will give you directions. But the point is that they're usually correct. And I've been in other parts of the world where people are really friendly, really helpful. But they give you directions. And there's a certain part of the country in which I have spent some time. And all I can tell you is that during the time I was there, that people have no second. They're really polite. They will always give you directions. And if about 3,000, literally about 3 dozen times, so, 35 to 40 times that I've asked directions, there has not been one that was correct. Not one. The idea being that that they would say, if you go down here and take a left in 3 blocks, it basically was a right in 4 blocks. I mean, it was just, they were uniformly polite, friendly, nice, and completely inaccurate. So the idea being, if you're going to trust somebody, that them being conscientious, which means that they are basically, if someone says, I'll get it done by 4, it will be done at 4, not 5 o'clock, not the next day, not maybe done halfway. And I think that's true. Just being able to rely on somebody makes a huge difference. And I think that's what they were saying, that if you're going to be successful in your, especially I think for men, if you're going to be successful in your work life, that presumably in order to have a even vaguely balanced life, you need somebody to handle the other part of it, which is, I suspect, among other things, why good secretaries are so valued, right? Because they essentially serve the same function. All right, Maggie, 855-99-37569, which is what Maggie already knew. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you, Dr. Joy?
I'm very well, thanks, Mags. How are you?
You have helped me a couple of times, but this one I think is maybe life-threatening. My husband is 73. I'm 67. We've only been married a little over 2 years. He has emphysema.
Okay.
And he has about the last year been having something like seizures when he gets into this coughing. And I was going to the doctor with him every time he went, and I explained it to his doctor. And his doctor I tried to tell him, please ask him, try to explain to him why he should not be driving, especially immediately after one of these seizures.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me, you won't believe this. He said, that is none of my business. That's between
us. Whoa.
And I started crying, and my husband kept saying, my wife just over-exaggerated.
Yeah,
she
no, I know,
that.
Yeah.
Lately, he's been passing out at least once every day, sometimes 3-4 times a day. He's still driving. I am terrified. He is so stubborn. I don't know.
All right. We're talking about 3 or 4 different things. Let's go through them one at a time. First
okay.
of all, I think you need a different doctor. Because not only is that is part of the doctor's responsibility to a certain extent of saying, look, let alone putting other people in danger, but your husband being in a car by himself and passing out and possibly hitting his head on the steering wheel or bashing into a car or just stopping breathing. I mean, so it's not even good medicine, let alone good community service. So I think you need another doctor. Number two, the concern is not only for other people in car, but that presumably, is your husband on, is he on portable oxygen at this moment?
Yes, but he will only use it in private at night
yeah.
when nobody is around.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, that, but the issue about driving, it seems to me, one of the things, and someone taught me this a couple of years ago, because it's becoming such an issue as boomers get older and older, that you can actually call up the DMV and have him request it to come in for a test. Now, the problem is that the test, if his eyes are okay, but I'm trying to think if it says, do you have any conditions? I don't know if it's what it says about epilepsy. I don't know.
Well, I know with epilepsy, you cannot drive.
Yeah.
But
well, it sounds like if he's having seizures.
He had cataract surgery last month on both eyes, and the doctor told him then that he was definitely legally blind.
Oh, well, that okay, you didn't tell me that, because you know what? That's easy. Let me tell you what you can do about that. You can anonymously
he's fine. No, he doesn't even need glasses as far as his sight.
Well, but you said he was legally blind.
Right. But he had the surgery to correct that.
So he's not. So now he's okay.
Now his sight is fine.
Okay. So it's not that, because I was going to say if he has sight problems.
Right.
How the one of the possibilities is selling the car, but that.
I know. Then I'll have to hide.
Yeah. Truly. Will he let you drive?
I have my own car. No, he will not. As a matter of fact. He bowls Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays about 20 miles from home, and he will not let me drop him off and pick him up. I'm just kind of cornered, and I don't want him to hurt himself or anybody else, but he even hides the fact that he falls. If I didn't hear him, he would never get out of the floor.
Maybe one of the possibilities is to just leave him there a little bit for a minute or two and let him be frightened. I mean, I know it doesn't sound very... I mean, the problem is that, look, he's proud, and he's got a situation that he's ignoring, and it's one thing to put himself at risk, which is not... You know, you love him, and you don't want to watch him put himself
right.
at risk, but he's putting other people at risk, too. So the next time he... I mean, is there any bribe that you can make him? Is there anything?
Well, I tried that. He has 3 sons, all of them in different states. And I told him if he did not allow me to, well, he kept falling off the bar stool in the basement. I told him if he didn't stop getting on the bar stool, that I was going to call all his sons and tell them how he was doing. And that worked for a couple days, and then the next day...
Yeah, I think you need to have a different kind of conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the conversation needs to be, look, I want to grow old with you, and you're doing things that put yourself at risk, and I don't want you to die. So tell me how we're going to deal with this. I think rather than being... See, what you're being is the kind of, from his point of view, the hysterical, overreacting kind of wife. And I think what you need to do is put on your big girl pants and say to him, I don't want you to die. I don't want, if I'm going to be a widow, let's take out a huge big insurance policy on you because I want to at least be wealthy. Let me put you on hold and come back and talk about this. I think you're going to have to try a different strategy with him. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, whatever it is that I can help you with, that's my job description. That's my mission statement. We're talking with Maggie, who's got a husband who's in failing. Basically, he's in failing health, and when he has emphysema, and when he starts coughing, so basically he's got compromised lung function. And his function is compromised enough that his brain is not getting enough oxygen, and so he passes out. And she's very worried that this should happen to him in the car, that he puts himself and everybody else at risk. And I think, Maggie, you're going to have to say to him, and I don't know where your line in the sand is, But saying, you know, are you willing to leave him over this?
I have. Well, just about 3 weeks ago, he was so angry that I got rid of the bar stool that he was livid, and I left and went to the motel for about 3 days. And
when you came back, what happened? Was it? Did you come back? Did he ask you to come back?
No. Well, he kept calling me. I wouldn't answer the phone. And when I came back, he was in total denial. He refused to talk about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have come back. And, and Maggie, look, this is you need to decide, and you need to decide before you do this, that either he's my man, I will negotiate the best I can, and we can talk about that, or look, I love this man dearly. I'm not willing to be an enabler. I'm not willing to say one thing and then let him do whatever he wants, because either he's going to end up dead or he's going to end up killing somebody.
Right.
And I don't want to be a party to that. And because you need to know which it is. What you taught him when you left for 3 days is you'd have a hissy fit, but you'd come back.
Mm-hmm.
You either need to decide, and I know this isn't easy stuff that I'm talking about. This isn't deciding whether or not to have, you know, Cheerios or Raisin Bran for breakfast.
Yeah.
This is serious stuff. But you need either to decide that, look, I'm going to give it my best shot, but I love this man. I said for better or for worse, this is certainly not the better part, but I'm staying with him. And I'll do the best I can. I'll say to him, look, you have to take out a better insurance policy, and every month when you write that check for that policy, you have to decide if it's worth it for you to have your stupid pride have you drive 20 miles where if you start a coughing fit, you may pass out and kill yourself or somebody else. And if it's worth it, at least I'll be a merry widow. And I think you have to talk to him that way, not the, but I love you so much, and I don't want you to happen, and this makes me so, I'm going to tell you so. You're going to have to put on your really big girl pants, or say to him, I love you. I'm not going to spend the rest of your life or my life arguing with you about this. I think you're being a damn fool. You're letting your pride get in the way of our marriage and my serenity and any future happiness we have. And I can't do that. So I'm going to leave. And if you change your mind and decide that you're willing to stop driving, we can get you a chauffeur. We can get you a pretty little girl to drive you around. We can do whatever you want. I'll drive you. We'll start budgeting for a car service or whatever you want. But I'm not going to sit here and watch you put yourself and everybody else at risk. And every time you go out, I'm sitting here worrying about if I'm going to get a phone call that you're either dead or you've killed somebody. I'm not willing to do that with the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Decide which it is, Maggie. You can't do both. And what he believes now is, you'll have a hissy fit. I mean, he knows he's being an idiot, but as long as you're taking the responsibility at this moment, you're saying, okay, I'll nag you. And he's saying, well, as long as she's nagging, I don't have to really think about it, because it's her problem, not mine. And that's everything he says to you is really that message. It's your problem, Maggie, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
So you either have to decide, look, fella, here's, you know, you take responsibility for this, or I'm leaving, or decide, I'll do the best I can, but I'm not leaving. That's the line in the sand, and I know it's not easy, and I know it's not much fun to hear, but you're waffling on it, and it's making things worse, not better. It's making it worse.
Yeah, it's making me sick.
I get it. And it's also making him not take responsibility. So you have to decide that either, look, I love this big galoot, and hopefully he has a guardian angel that's sitting on his shoulder, but I'll do the best I can about it, and I'm not going to whine about it anymore. I'm going to be, or say to him, I'm leaving. And until you decide that you're going to do something different about this, I'm not coming back, even though I'll miss you, I'll love you, I'll worry about you. But at least I don't have to feel that you did this on my watch, that I could have done something to prevent it and I didn't. Because that's really what you're faced with at this moment.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? Well, so decide.
Okay,
and I know it's not easy, and you don't have to, and I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time just, you know, waiting this, because nothing's going to change until, you're not going to change his behavior, but you may be able to change your own. And
well,
then he can decide what he's going to do about that.
Is
Pardon?
That this is my house, you know, I have
Okay,
the
well, then you can say to him, darling, you're going to have to find someplace else to live. Go live closer to the bowling alley, so at least when you go bowling, you're not driving 20 miles, you're driving a mile, and maybe you can walk there.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
Well, Maggie, I wish I was there were magic, but I think, you know, the behavior you can alter is yours. there aren't a whole lot of people who are going to thank me for saying, you know, you have to decide whether or not you're going to stay or go. Thank you. 855-99-DR-JOY. Andrea, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi,
Howdy.
Dr. Joy.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I know you'd like to start with a question, but I basically need three things. One,
okay.
I need a reality check.
Okay.
I also need perspective on whether I'm overreacting. And okay. then lastly, the more constructive thing is what's the best way for me to respond in a more general fashion. I have a teenager who is on several medications, antidepressant, lithium for possible bipolar, and I think some sort of other wellbutrin seasonal disorder thing. In any case, what basically came up was in a story that has nothing really to do with the overall illness and how we're proceeding, that she had been drinking alcohol. And previously we had, I think, discussions about that she wasn't going to drink alcohol and the mixture of those two things. My question is, am I overreacting as a parent when I'm hearing that, regardless of the context of how much drinking is going on, am I overreacting? I've heard you before. I've listened for years, and I apologize. I've called you the last 18 months more than my share, but this is where I'm at right now. Am I overreacting? Is drinking alcohol with antidepressants and those medications a disaster?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So that's not overreacting. Who put her on the medications?
Well, I have to say, it's not your approval. She started off with a therapist, and the therapist recommended right before going to freshman year last year that she go see an MD. And a week before she was to leave for school, she started Prozac. And when she got to school, she was having difficulty in the health system down there, where she was away from home, getting seen by a psychiatrist. Things have gone up and down. She
Let me stop you, because that was my concern. Before the alcohol, look, how old is your daughter? 18, sounds like?
She's 18 and a half.
Yeah. Look, I mean, even before you started with the alcohol, the idea is she's on a cocktail of stuff. And it sounds to me that nobody's really monitoring that. You don't, first of all, there's so many issues about putting that age kid on that kind of cocktail. And then when you add alcohol, I think it's not only that you're not overreacting. I think the issue, the perspective, is what we're searching for here as well. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back in a moment. Well, so we'll get to all of you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, we're talking with Andrea, who's got an 18-year-old who's that. It sounds like she's living away at college, yes?
Yes, she's okay. A sophomore now. Yep.
Okay, good. All right, so the first issue is, the major issue as far as I'm concerned, number one, do we mix any psychotropic drug and alcohol? The answer is unquestionably, emphatically, baby, it's dangerous. That's how people end up dead, number one. Number two, before that, and actually it's probably even before the number one, which I guess would mean A, is that this age kid is very prone to mood swings to begin with, and drug abuse in general, and you don't put an 18-year-old in general on psychotropic medication without serious monitoring, which means weekly therapy. And
well, I was going to fill in the blanks for you. Basically, she is at school, has been seen. She's seeing a therapist every week.
Okay.
She sees a psychiatrist every month.
Okay.
However, and I know there's an underlying bigger picture, and that's what I mean about the perspective. However, the conversation, it was as if she was drawing just a conclusion that because she had spoken to her therapist, Because when I reacted, I just repeated what she said to me in the conversation, because I wanted to make sure I heard what she said.
And what exactly did she say?
She blurted out, she talks fast, and she blurted out that the incident that she was trying to get some assistance from me on involved what led up to it, because what was my question, was what led up to this incident? And she said, well, so-and-so and I were drinking. And I said, what do you mean you were drinking? And she says, well, you know, we had a couple of drinks. And then I wanted to clarify that and repeat that to make sure I really heard what she said. And I said, are you saying that you actually were consuming alcohol drinks, or were you just... And she said, yes. And then, of course, this typical mother-daughter part of our relationship ensued. But the big thing was, is in repeating it, I think she became very uncomfortable that she had let that bit of information out. And I don't want to be a police dog. She's away from home. She's 18 and a half. We've been through a very hard, I would say, not only 18 months, but really looking back since she's been gone.
Okay, I got it. Let me go back to the conversation, though. When you said, let me repeat, you had a couple drinks. At that moment, what did you say?
I said to her, I'm really surprised. I didn't think that you were drinking any alcohol because what we've talked about in the past.
And what did she say?
And this is the part that got me. She said, well, listen, it was only one drink. He ordered it for me. He became more impaired than I became. And I talked to my blank therapist, you know, she used her name, and I said, what does that have to do with anything? And she said, well, you're overreacting. You're freaking out. And that was her words. And I said, I'm actually not freaking out. I'm learning.
Okay, wait. But look, understand what she did very masterfully, and you swallowed the bait.
I know.
Okay, so
that's
here, perspective time. Got it. Absolutely. Of saying, essentially what you said to me, you're 18 years old. You're almost 19. You live away from home. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be marijuana. There's going to be cocaine. There's going to be ecstasy. There's going to be everything. And you're taking psychotropic medication. Now, you need, you know, it seems to me, you know, that I can sit there and sort of bite my nails and rent my clothing and say, oh, my gosh, you know, this is really dangerous. But it's not like I'm telling you anything you don't know. You're having to make some decisions here. And the idea about, I mean, you can do the research. Google it. I mean, all you have to do is Philip Seymour Hoffman. I mean, you do Google anybody you want. But the combination of alcohol and psychotropic medication is disastrous. It can depress your breathing, central nervous system depressant. That affects your perceptions. So you don't know if you've taken something or not taken something. You can get woozy. I mean, but
she
I
knows
can't
all
be.
That. And she, yeah, she
Andrea,
knows all that.
Listen to me. That's the point.
Right,
instead of putting it on her shoulders, you've made it yours. And she did a great job of making it your issue, and you let her do it. And you can't. Logistically, you can't do it. Not to mention morally, and
correct.
you swallowed the bait. You just did it with me as well.
I know.
Andrea,
I pulled my head out of
stop.
The sand.
Stop. You have to give up the role of lecturer and adopt the role of questioner, which is
correct.
Wow, how are you? How does that work for you? What was your thinking about that? And not in a judgmental way of saying, wow, you know, that's kind of interesting because it seems to me that you had already kind of, tell me how that worked. And clearly she's defensive about it because she said, you know, he ordered it for me. He was more impaired than I was. That's great to have two people who are impaired with each other. Who gets to drive? That'll be fun. But instead of you sort of being the mom, I'm saying naughty girl, what you need to do is say, geez, you know, I'm just curious. Tell me what your thinking was at that moment. And what she's going to tell you is either I don't know or I wasn't thinking. But the more you tell her why this is wrong, she knows all of this. You're saying this was an accidental slip. I'm saying the hell it was. She did this. She's ringing your chimes.
I know. I know that. And what I felt was when I got we left the phone call because, of course, she was, you know, able to get off the phone. And I've found myself in the same pickle that I'm always in. I'm always in this role, and I really stink at being a good,
overseer.
And that's why I call you.
Well, she's really good at manipulation, and you're used to the role.
Right.
How many is she your only child?
No, I have another daughter who's nothing like her, who's younger, who's considerably.
But understand, but think about what you just told me.
Yes.
Your daughter calls you when she needs to feel connected. And instead of feeling connected in a positive way, because she doesn't really know how to do that, because part of it is she's 18, and that need to feel like mommy feels really scary to her. But instead of you kind of acknowledging that with your superior intellect and maturity, what you do is you fall right back into the role, which she really she manipulates you into, but because she manipulates, it doesn't mean you have to swallow it.
When
she's feeling lonesome and nobody loves me and I don't know if I can pass the math test, and she'll call, and you're saying it's accidental. I'm saying it was absolutely intentional. Oh, gee, guess what, Mom? I've been drinking. And she knows at that moment exactly what you're going to say or do, and then she can hang up the phone and say, yeah, Mom loves me. You know, that Susie Q may be easier, but you know, I just had an hour with Mom, and Mom's not thinking about Susie Q at this moment. She's worrying about me. She's sitting there, her stomach's hurt, and she doesn't know what she's going to do. And she goes back, and she's, now I can do my math.
Exactly.
Homework. And you're like, I'm terrible. So what you have to do.
I have to call Dr. Joy. That's what I said. I have to call her tomorrow. That's what I said.
All right. So here's what you're going
to
do. All right. Fair enough. All right. What you're going to do, the next time she calls, and she sort of does the alcohol, you're going to let it go. You're just going to, and I guarantee you, she's going to absolutely circle back to it. And she's going to circle back a couple times, because the whole point is to have you react. And if you're not reacting, then she's going to make you react. And so by the fourth time, you can then say, gee, honey, you know, I think you mentioned that several times before. You know, is there a point you want to make here?
I'm writing it down.
Well, I mean, you don't have to write that. It doesn't have to be word for word. You just have to remind yourself to take it before you say it. Here's the deal. Remember when you were about 10 years old and your mother said, before you say anything, count to 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you're going to do, when you can feel your stomach acid climbing and your blood pressure going off the chart, what you're going to do, instead of saying anything at that moment, you're going to take a deep breath and you're going to slowly count to 10. And I know, I mean, at least long distance isn't nearly as expensive as it used to be. And you're not going to say anything, which in itself is useful, because you're going to say, Mom, did you hear what I just said? Which means she's already circled back. That's number two. So you've got at least, you know, you're going to resist the temptation to respond.
Okay.
And see where you go. All right? Because you are in the midst of switching, and so is she, switching over from the mother-child relationship to a more balanced relationship. She's not very good at it either. But her way, she's just more manipulative than you are, in that when she feels like, Mom, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I need my mom to deal with me, instead of calling up and say, Mom, tell me I'm really pretty, she'll call and say, hey, Mom, I've been drinking. Because it's hard for her to acknowledge the fact that she needs a mom at that moment. But you have to understand, the mom that she needs is different than the mom you're supplying. She doesn't need the mom you're supplying. And in fact, it's counterproductive. What she needs is the mom that says, honey, you're a smart kid. You make good decisions. And if you want to go over your decision-making process with me, I'm here to listen.
Okay.
That's your mantra, all right?
That's
you're a
what
smart
I
kid.
Say.
You,
yep.
you know, I'm here.
I do say if that you, a lot. I use
well, but you need
mind.
To say it when she you know, right. when she's manipulating you, as opposed to telling her.
I have done that. I think what happened was, is like you said, I was thinking it came out as a detail, and then once I repeated it, she realized that I understood what she said.
No, she knew. So she knew ahead of time.
We were right back where we were, you know, 18 months ago.
No, but we're not. She was feeling sad and lonely. She needed a mom. You, unfortunately, were the old mom. You get to be the new mom. Try it.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Thank you. I appreciate
we've
it.
We've got, you're most welcome. Rich and Daniel, I'll get to both of you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's absolutely true. 855-993-7569. Rich, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to get some advice from you for my sister who has severe anxiety.
Okay.
She's at the point now where she's sort of just not really functioning very well. You know, it seems to be the worst in the morning when she's trying to get up. She can't even get out of bed. I guess, you know, just consumed with whatever she's,
How,
you know.
How old is your sister?
42.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 44.
Has she ever seen a therapist?
I think she has in the past, but I mean, just from being a religious, listening to your show, I mean, I'm thinking that the root of it is that she has a primary care physician who's like, has her on this cocktail of drugs, which I know that you've always said, like, you know, that's
not where you start.
Yeah.
You know, she should find a therapist.
That's what I asked her to do, and she, you know, called her doctor, you know, but she's really, you know, calling herself a loser. I'm trying to reassure her that there's no shame in her feeling the way she's feeling.
I agree. Listen, you can tell her. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say to you. I mean, I think it sounds to me you're giving her very good advice. That the metaphor I use is if you have a heart problem, you're not going to go to a podiatrist. You're going to go to the person who is specifically able and educated in the area that you need. And especially with psychotropic medication, there's new stuff coming out all the time. There's all sorts of interactions. So, you know, I would just say to her, that everybody alive today who, you know, anybody who's alive has a well-developed anxiety response, because if you didn't, you died. So yeah. It's just a matter of finding the right doctor to do two things for you. Number one, to help you deal with the current anxiety, and also to help you understand what the underlying cause is, so you don't have to feel that you're going to be on medication your entire life.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to, you know, I don't know anything about anything, but I figured there's some kind of trigger in her anxiety that something happens, and I'm, you know, when I sit there with her and I talk to her and she'll calm down and like where she'll be like shaking and out of control and not being able to focus, I'll talk to her and I'll be able to, and she'll calm down, you know, and I'm like, you know, right there we just sat there for 5 minutes and I calmed you down a little bit. We have to find out what the, you know, something is, some kind of trigger that's making this happen, you know, and I'm just trying, you know, so she called the doctor and they referred it to somebody, but I didn't know if it was possible that you could refer to somebody or if you knew anybody in my area that might be.
Well, the problem is, as you point out, I mean, I have a nationally syndicated program, so, you know, it's really hard to refer to anybody in any particular, any particular market just because I don't know them. And even, you know, even if it was in my market, I'm not necessarily, you know, I don't necessarily know everybody. So I don't know that that's, you know, that's a really kind of thing. But I think what you need to do is, and maybe you can look for one for her, of finding somebody in the area and maybe finding a clinic so that that you can find somebody who's an intake worker who can sort of deal with her on a larger basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I think that good for you for talking with her, and I think you're right. You can teach her about square breathing in the meantime if you want to.
Yeah, I did that, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not, and you can explain to her that, you know, that, again, anybody who's alive today has a fight-or-flight response, so it doesn't make her unique, it just makes her uncomfortable, so let's figure out some way of dealing with it better.
Yeah, she has two young sons, so she thinks she's a horrible parent. I'm trying to just reassure her that she's not.
Well, and then part of it is that you could say, look, that feeling like you're not a very good parent means because you're sort of overwhelmed by anxiety. But, I mean, look, you do the best you can with what you got. Let's figure out a way to make you better able to cope with things.
Better, yeah. No,
yeah, I mean, it sounds like she's doing a little bit of manipulation here, but which is, again, not... doesn't make her necessarily a bad person, just makes her kind of needy at this moment. But you can say, look, mom and dad were anxious too, or, you know, whatever it is. But also to say, look, wouldn't you like, you know, tell me something about you that doesn't work terribly well in your life.
Oh, me, myself?
Yeah.
Oh, probably just confidence in general.
Okay. Then you could say to her, look, if I came to you and said I was being asked to give a speech and I was so nervous about it, I hardly knew what to do, you'd very likely say, well, look, why don't you go get a speech coach, or why don't you practice in front of me, or why don't you join Toastmasters, or why don't you do the Norman Vincent Peale How to Influence People. But you'd say, rather than being limited by something that makes you feel awful, you do something about it. And that's, you know, we're a family of go-getters. Let's figure out what you can do about this.
Yeah, face it head on. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Now she asked me, when she does make the appointment to go see somebody, if I would go with her. You think that's all right to do? Or?
Sure. I don't. They probably won't let you in the room with her. But
in the room,
certainly,
right.
Yeah, you drive her over, wait for her, and take her out for lunch afterwards and ask her if she wants to talk about it.
That sounds good.
Sure, I think that's fine. I think it's a good sign of saying, sure, you know, she's going to be a little nervous. And understand, she's going to feel much better after she makes the appointment. So she may be tempted to cancel and say, look, you can't cancel. I already made lunch reservations.
Well, yeah, the doctor called her back today and made, you know, told her, they referred to somebody, and she was already elated with the prospect of feeling better.
Great.
So
Great. Yeah. It sounds like good for you. It sounds like you're being a really good brother to her and that you're not taking the responsibility for it, but you're helping her to step up to it. So great.
Okay, great.
All right, good for you.
All right, thank
nice
you very
job.
Much.
You're welcome. Daniel, let's get us started, and we may need to take a break, and then I'll hold you over for next hour and give you as much time as we need, okay?
Okay.
All right, tell me what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I'm having some really bad time trying to get over an ex that moved on, but it's kind of complicated because we were in a three-person relationship. I'm gay, and they were two other guys. And it was a very up and down relationship, and sorry, I'm just nervous.
Wait a minute. Can you before we have to take a break? When you say three person relationship, so were all three of you sexual with each other? Were they a couple, and you were just an add on? Can you give me a little more clarification about that?
Sure, I can do that. Basically, I had a boyfriend, and we had been together for 9 years at that point.
Okay.
So, about 9 years. And we started seeing a younger guy, and we saw him together just like you would date one person. It was the two of us dating him.
Why? Because you guys both wanted another person, but you didn't want to cheat on each other?
Well, no, we had had an open relationship for a while, and we were comfortable with that. And we were just really good friends with him, and it sort of just, I guess, developed pretty quickly. It was very fast, and it ended up where he was basically living with us.
All right, let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and see how we can sort this out. It sounds to me a little treacherous, but let's see if we can figure out about it. Daniel, we'll be back with you, and then Kathy, I'll give you as much time as you need as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.